back to the old school today. It's December now, the 2nd of December, 2022. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable in search of truth, exposure, and accountability. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So between Rumble and Twitter, Died Suddenly has now been viewed by more than 13 million people. Wow. It's unthinkable, actually. And for that, we're grateful to all of you, and of course to God, who's the real source of everything that made this success possible. And those are only official counters. God only knows how many times it's been bootlegged and translated and re-uploaded into different places. But with success, of course, comes opposition and even hatred, too. There are people determined to attack this movie. Some of it is to be expected, of course. The same people who've been pushing these demonic injections for the last 2 years and still pushing them now. And with our documentary's massive success, they haven't been able to ignore us anymore. I think my favorite might be this line from the BBC published just after the movie came out. Quote, "Vast amounts of evidence from different independent scientists all over the world, as well as the experiences of billions of people, have shown that serious COVID vaccine side effects are rare." This is coming from the BBC, based in Britain, where death rates have been 16% higher than the pre-pandemic norm for all kinds of reasons. And nobody seems terribly interested in saying why. But sure, just keep going on about your vast amounts of evidence. We don't expect anything different from the propaganda shills at the BBC, but there are other people attacking this documentary much closer to home who we have to admit that we're a little baffled by. Dr. Robert Malone did a whole Substack post basically trashing the film and trashing us personally. He calls us irrelevant carnival barkers and then says Died Suddenly doesn't matter because the information in it has already been presented before. Well, even if that last part were true, that would be irrelevant. Information is only out there to the extent that people have actually heard it. So if our documentary can get 20 or 50 or 100 million people to learn something that previously only a few thousand people knew, that's an important victory. That's how we win the information war. That's how we stop lurking in the shadows and instead actually turn the tide and start working to get justice for everything that has happened to us these past 3 years. But Dr. Malone is critical of us because we're carnival barkers. He doesn't like our tone. He thinks we're too uncouth. We can endure that criticism, but really, it's pretty sick. Here we have evidence, overwhelming evidence in our view, of a virtually unprecedented crime against humanity. We have expecting mothers suffering record amounts of miscarriages after they were promised with zero evidence that this inflammation-causing shot was safe for them and their babies. We have young adults in the prime of life dropping dead from suddenly busted hearts. We have parents who can't work to support their children anymore. We have people in middle age who are suddenly as feeble as the elderly. This isn't just about the millions of deaths. It's about billions, potentially, of destroyed lives and livelihoods. It's about a shot that we never needed being forced onto us and turning lives here on Earth into a living hell. And we've collected that evidence so that we can present it to the masses. The brilliant directors, Matthew Scow and Nick Stumphauser, and the producers here at the Stu Peters Network made it so that this package can go viral like almost no other COVID-19 content does or has. They were able to reach the wider masses. But sure, complain because we sound too much like a carnival. Okay, buddy. Maybe it's because accountability is coming that people are getting really nervous. Maybe that's something that we should ponder. I bet baby Will's parents are pondering. Because apparently, they don't have autonomy over their baby's body. That's an infant in New Zealand who needs open heart surgery. And so that surgery, of course, will require a blood transfusion. And baby Will's parents are fighting to be given unvaxxed blood. But the government, predictably, is fighting back against them. You know, old horse tooth mouth. Jacinda Ardern. If anybody is going to be referred to as the devil incarnate, I would start there. Dr. Jane Ruby has more on that story, and she joins us now. So what's the solution to all of this? I mean, babies, people needing surgeries like this, they're going to require a transfusion, which means blood banking and all of its complexity, of course, is going to be involved. How do people beat this demonic system of depopulation that now seemingly this is involved with?
Well, this is a really tragic story, and it's about to get more tragic if something isn't done, Stu. This little baby, and I believe he's under one, he has a congenital heart defect. He needs open heart surgery, as you said. And most of the time with open heart surgery, there is significant blood loss, not unmanageable, but it is significant. And you have to have one or two units of blood on standby. And again, remember, he's a baby, but it doesn't matter. You know, he's going to get blood from anybody who's donated in that country. And I think it's applicable for people in the United States to pay attention to this story, because baby Will might end up being the inspiration for doing something about this. Think about this. When I have told people earlier this year and last year, they said, Dr. Jane, what can I do if I get in a car accident or I have to have a blood transfusion? And I gave them some really substantial alternatives, Stu, like autologous blood donation. If you have time, it's not an emergency, 2 or 3 months ahead, you can give a unit or two of blood over 3 to 6 months. And these blood banks do have storage facilities and processes to do that. But what started happening was people would go to the hospital, say, hey, I've got a couple of units, or I'd like to get a couple of units, or my brother's the same blood type. And they would say, these hospitals now, you know, that are under the CMS blanket waiver of patient rights, they would say, oh, sorry, you can't use anything. We are obligated to use Red Cross blood. Why is that serious? Because the Red Cross is a federal agency in the United States. It's paid for by federal tax dollar funds, and it's part of the DOD operation in this mass genesis, right? It's part of it. So they're not going to, they don't, that's why they don't have a screening program. There is no screening, not even anymore for AIDS, much to speak of, but they don't even screen for vax versus unvax because they want to mix the blood. This is the tragedy of it all. And people, when you ask me, what can people do? Stu, it's time to go China. I mean, it's time to take to the streets to protest the Red Cross, to protest, get something going, to insist that these hospitals break this tie with this legal immunity, because they can essentially murder you with whatever approach they want, whether it's the blood, whether it's giving you remdesivir, whether it's throwing you on a ventilator against your will. They have carte blanche. That's where we have to go to. We have to stop it. That's where it goes. And look, when you talk about governments hiding the data, like New Zealand's terrible about that. But look at Israel. Don't forget Dr. Jane's the takedown with Dr. Jane on StuPeters.com premium.
Yeah, do you think he could take down Benjamin Netanyahu by any chance? I mean, this is the guy that forced all of these shots onto Israel that allegedly is now back in power at the people's will. I can't imagine that actually being true. Who in the hell would put somebody back in power that has completely genocided practically your entire population in one way or another over the next few years by forcing these injections onto them and all of their boosters? I just can't imagine that even being possible. And you're right. The people of China should be an inspiration to all of us here in the United States. Those people don't have guns. Understand? Those people don't have even a fig leaf of a First Amendment. They don't even have even a single iota of the illusion of the freedom of speech at all, whatsoever.
And look at how brave they are.
I would not put it past the Chinese government to be in the streets gunning these people down sooner or later. And you know what? Still won't stop. They're out there. They're out there by the millions right now. Where are Americans? We had an entire election stolen, and I believe that they all have been for decades. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that this is something new. But right out in the wide open, inarguably, irrefutable evidence to prove that the vote was disenfranchised, that we do not have a representative constitutional republic, that we do not have a representative government or anybody working inside of the fake government that is representing us. We allowed this election to be stolen right out in front of us so that these uniparty globalist shills and murderers could be installed against our will. Where is everyone? Well, those that went there on the 6th of January were jailed without due process and are still being held in a DC gulag. Meanwhile, the president who called them all there has completely abandoned them. Gave a speech that he's going to rerun for president and couldn't even find one sentence or 2 seconds to discuss those people. And we live in a country that supports somebody like that rerunning for president. By the way, who still stands on the statement that these shots were his greatest accomplishment. Well, maybe that's because one of the only other accomplishments of that administration was letting millions of violent criminals out of prison in Jared Kushner's jailbreak legislation. Sorry, I didn't mean to take it here, but we should be acting like these Chinamen right now and grab a hold of your balls. Where are the guys with the testicular fortitude? Because those people that are sitting there in that gulag need us. They need us to show that jailing people and taking people without due process, Dr. Jane, and throwing them in a gulag and subjected to those torturous conditions should not be enough to scare us out of standing for the liberty and the freedom that they were there to protest belongs to us inherently and without any infringement.
It's unbelievable, Stu. But they did get a selfie with MTG at the jail.
Who, by the way, ran for re-election based on the premise that she was going to impeach Joe Biden and raised money off of the backs of the hardworking, lunch pill carrying, truck driving, blue collared factory workers who don't have the money to spare, dug into the cushions of their couch to give to her war chest so that she could then in turn take that money and rewrite a $175,000 check to the McCarthy-controlled China operation NRCC.
Great summary.
Who is completely beholden, by the way, to Israel and their edicts and has sold out to those vax shill pushers like Benjamin Netanyahu. And don't you dare say anything bad about Israel, you anti-Semite. You're not allowed to say that. Not on the internet.
Israel's lost its way. They've lost their way, Stu. No question.
You'll be taken off the internet as an anti-Semitic for even questioning Benjamin Netanyahu or the Israeli government. Or how about the covert operations like Mossad that infiltrate our government? Oh, I don't know, like Jeffrey Epstein, for example, and have inflation of blackmail and bribery material held over virtually every single sitting member of Congress, which is why we have a fake uniparty, if you want to know, because they're all sold out. They all hold film and video of each other doing little kids.
It all comes back, doesn't it? You know, that it all ties in. It all ties in. Where are the American people? They're out boating, shopping, grocery shop. I mean, I don't know, Stu.
And casting votes.
Time to wake up.
And voting harder, right? They're voting harder this time than they did last time.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't want to black pill anybody here, but the white pill is us. We have to be the plan. Trusting a plan other than the plan of God written in his word is insanity. Trusting a plan, relying on a man to ride in on some white horse all by himself and defeat this. Look, this isn't about the person Donald Trump. No. This is about the message of Donald Trump. You know, the 2015 agenda, the America First agenda, doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It belongs to America and it belongs to Americans. And until we prove that it's something worth fighting and even dying for, we're going to watch it go away completely, imminently, and immediately. And I don't know what that looks like, but we don't even have the balls to stand in the streets with blank sheets of paper and hold them up. It's a disgrace. And what's happening to this baby is a disgrace. And what we're allowing to happen to this baby, to millions of others, by allowing these Red Cross people to pull this crap, and we're not going to be in front of that building in mass? We on this program, single-handedly, this audience is responsible for saving lives. Medical kidnappings were taking place. Remember that? Do you remember just a short time ago when we flooded their systems, blew up their phone systems, took down their servers, their emails, because so many millions of people were calling and emailing, and we saved those lives by getting those people off of those ventilators, back home with their families, and on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and off of the ventilators, and they lived to tell their story, unlike millions of other victims who were separated from their families and put on those ventilators and murdered with toxic remdesivir. So don't tell me that we don't have the sway to mobilize and move and do things that we collectively want to do as good God-fearing Christians and people, Americans, that believe in autonomy and freedom and individual liberty, because damn it, we have proven it time and time again. On this show, with your help, are we going to let this baby and millions of others be murdered by the Red Cross? Are we going to allow the Red Cross or this fake government to deliver an edict that, no, you don't have a choice whether you receive pure or vaxxed blood? Whose decision is that to make? Yours, Dr. Jane? Mine? No. The Red Cross's? No. Some government bureaucrat? No. It is your choice to make. And whether we agree with it or not, it's also your choice to go get vaxxed blood. It's your choice to go get another booster if you want to. It's your choice to bathe in vaccine. It's your choice to support Biden. It's your choice to believe in the construct. It's your choice to identify as a Republican or a Democrat. It's your choice to go chop your dick off and say that you're a woman. I don't care. But the fact is, the choice is yours, and it doesn't belong to anybody else. And the moment that we let that go, we let go of this country and everything that it stands for, and all of the blood that has been shed in shithole countries across this planet, in every one of these nonsensical forever wars that the military-industrial complex has raped you for years. Wars where people who were 20 years old, who just got pulled out of Afghanistan, were infants when those towers came down and have no idea why they were there, but they sure understand the importance of teaching transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen. Lindsey Graham sits and sucks off whatever guy, and gets rich and powerful.
The corruption of it all.
I'm sorry. I hope that people will join me in trying to help to save baby Will.
I do too.
Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, Stu. Get some rest.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
The popularity of CBD has absolutely exploded. That's because people understand that they can treat so many things naturally rather than relying on poisonous antipsychotics and antidepressants, and ADHD medication, and Parkinson's medication, a lot of people are finding success turning to the natural treatment of CBD. So, of course, it's exploded. I mean, you can find this stuff at literally every single corner store in the ghetto. But you know what? That's not the CBD that you want to buy. You don't know where that crap comes from. You have no idea what's in it. That's why I do business with Curable. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies, all of the aforementioned, these are things that people are turning to CBD to treat. Well, I use Curable because it's a family-owned business, number one. And number two, I know where all the hemp is sourced. I can go check out the field. I watched it while they were harvesting it right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you, as a Stu Peters Show viewer, get 20% off site-wide on everything. What a great Christmas gift idea. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable. Go to Curable.com, do business with them, use promo code Stu, get 20% off at Curable.com. Jake Holiday is a 37-year-old single dad, so as you'd expect, that means that he needs to earn a living to support his family. But his ability to do that has been robbed from him by the Pfizer injection. Within a week of getting the Pfizer jab, Jake began experiencing horrible chest pains and fatigue. Within 3 days of that, he began to experience what he calls the worst pain of his life. Well, it turns out he was suffering, in his 30s, mind you, a so-called widowmaker heart attack. That's a massive heart attack that occurs when the left anterior descending artery is totally or almost completely blocked. Well, he survived that heart attack, but it's left his heart permanently damaged. He now has 2 stents and a heart catheter. He still suffers from myocarditis, and he's at a high risk of heart failure, and of course, with it, death. Well, all of this has left Jake in terrible general health. Even the most basic tasks wear him out, and he's become extremely weak and feeble. He wants to tell his story. We want to have him here, and to that end, he joins us now. Jake, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for giving me this platform to tell my story.
Yeah.
It all started in April 2022. I had to get a vaccine because I was doing a whole job change for more money. I was going to be an at-home caretaker for an Alzheimer's patient. I had to get vaccinated. And I got it, and about 7 days later, I started feeling tightness in my chest, a little bit of chest pains, shortness of breath. And it just progressively got worse for about the next 3 days or so. And I woke up and I had the most excruciating pain of my entire life. It felt like somebody was reaching in my chest and like wringing my sternum out like a towel is the best way I could explain it. And so I immediately called 911 and learned that I was having a widowmaker type heart attack. It's where I had 2 blood clots that were lodged in my heart. I had myocarditis. I had to get a heart cath that led to 2 stents. I've been in congestive heart failure ever since, and ended up having to get a subcutaneous ICD, which is like a defibrillator, or it is a defibrillator. And I've just been in congestive heart failure ever since. And it makes it so hard for me to do everyday tasks. I don't feel like I have the energy. I get winded real easy. Exertion's like horrible problem with me. And I have an ejection fraction of 10% to 25%. And that's how much blood is being pushed out of your heart each time it pumps. And it's just been all thrown out of whack. And I just want to get my story out there for people to do their own science, because we're being told to trust the science. But it's like, in my experience, the science isn't pointing us to the right places. Just like with Philip Morris back in the day when smoking wasn't harmful. You know, I don't know. And I just want people to start doing their own research, because I've been getting deeper and deeper into this subject because it started waking me up. Like, maybe people are right about these adverse effects. And started doing a lot more research and just starting to dig up a lot of things, like with Pfizer and scandals. And it's just like, I can't believe that we're putting so much of this trust into a company that's so scandalous.
Yeah.
And it just got me digging even further and further into Bill Gates and what he's got his hands tied in all this. And I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's curious how the guy who wants the planet depopulated by 7.5 billion people is the most heavily invested into the shot that nearly killed you and still could. The science that I trust is the data that's out there, you know, on these shots. And it's really a damn shame, actually, that our media runs with this safe and effective narrative. Where did you go, by the way, Jake, to get your shot?
Just at my local doctor.
Okay. Did your local doctor, did you ask your doctor about the shot before you got the shot? Did your doctor give you informed consent?
No, he didn't inform me anything. He just told me that pretty much I needed it for immunity, and which is crazy because this was later on in the studies where it's showing that it doesn't give you any sort of immunity.
Yeah, he knows better. Your doctor absolutely knows better. and to tell you that you need it for immunity, and then just tell you to roll up your sleeve without giving you any kind of informed consent? Did he tell you about the dangers or the side effects or the adverse events that were associated with the shot? Did he tell you that?
Not at all.
Three times as many people have died from this shot in the last 20 months as every previous vaccine combined. Did he tell you any of that?
No, not at all.
Did he warn you about the myocarditis that's actually a black box warning on the damn shots? Did he tell you about that?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that sounds like malpractice to me, actually. When a doctor's not giving you informed consent, do you know what that's called? That's called criminal. That's a criminal offense, actually. Your doctor should be arrested for attempted murder and thrown in jail, actually. I'm done with these people, Jake. I'm really done with these people. Your story and millions of others just like it, it pisses me off. It really does. You have three kids.
I have two, actually.
Two kids. Yeah, one kid, three kids, 10 kids. Father. Doesn't matter. You're a single dad. You're raising kids. That's your focus. You're 37 years old and you're in congestive heart failure.
Yeah. And this is something that is really bothering me too, is I don't know if you looked into this bill. It's Assembly Bill 2098, I think is what it is. And in California, and I feel like a lot of people really need to keep their eyes on this. It's a bill that pretty much silences the doctors from any sort of misinformation.
Yeah.
It's being run by an organization called No License for Misinformation. And it's financially backed by the Bill and Melinda Foundation. And I just don't see how, like, that I don't understand how that happens. And if I remember correctly, it's actually been passed. So anytime a doctor has any sort of thoughts or things that they want to share with a patient that might go against the grain, it's like you're just scaring them out of from being able to do their job. And it's just, I feel like it's something that really, you know, awareness needs to be brought of this, because we're essentially taking the jobs of the doctors out of their hands.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that to a certain extent, but also these doctors have a choice. They have a choice to go there and allow themselves to be silenced and censored and allow themselves to tell people like you, Jake, to roll up their sleeves and that they need it for immunity. And then...
Right.
Here you are facing death. I mean, that doctor almost took your two kids' father away from them. That doctor is solely responsible for that choice, not Bill and Melinda Gates, the psycho demonic heathens that they are. We recognize that. But they're not responsible for that doctor's decision. Our government is not responsible for that doctor's decision. For that matter, nobody other than that doctor is responsible for staring you in the eyes and telling you that you needed that shot and to roll up your sleeves without giving you informed consent. And when we have a second Nuremberg trial, that doctor will be there. There's a precedent for this. People were executed for doing to other people what that doctor has now done to you. You had no idea what was going on with these shots. You thought there was a bunch of nutty, weird conspiracy theorists on the internet talking about these shots. You thought that they were crazy, didn't you?
Yeah, for a while, I did. And it's because that's what the media portrays. Anyone who has the thoughts of anything other than the narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I have a new term for it. It's conspiracy realist, because everything I've been looking into, I wasn't even a political person before this. And this has just opened my eyes to so much that's going on in this world, so much evil.
Yeah. And I'm still not a political person. I think politics are fake and gay, but and I think elections are rigged, and we're actually just living under this uniparty of globalist psychopath and depraved sexual degenerates, actually, is what they all are. Nobody's there really fighting for us. If they were, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene would be in front of the whole world right now screaming about stopping these shots rather than suggesting that she's going to have a hearing and debating on whether she should have the DC media there or what she should do, whether it should be in committee, which I don't know what committee because she's not on a committee, or if it should be off campus. Like, come on, this is grandstanding. This is BS. This is for fundraising. That's all it is building up a war chest and playing this theater game. No, we need to stop these shots, incinerate every single one of them, and put on trial everybody responsible for inventing, manufacturing, pushing, endorsing, sponsoring, recommending, or mandating these shots, period. They need to be put on trial. And when they're found guilty, they need to be executed.
I agree. They're criminals.
They're murderers is what they are.
Murderers. Yeah, murderers.
Jake Holiday, you will be in our prayers, and so will your kids. How old are your kids?
16 and 10. My 10-year-old just turned 10 last week.
They need
you. They're awesome. I'm truly blessed because they've helped me through this so much, just being very independent for being kids and supportive. And I don't know. They're truly a blessing. It's one thing I've got going in my life.
Yeah, you're right. Kids are the single blessing from God. And by the way, the same psychopath doctor that injected you, along with thousands of other doctors across the country that I believe will ultimately be held to account. And just like Bill and Melinda Gates and Tony Fauci and Donald Trump and everybody else saying, go get this shot. They're great. They're wonderful. Best accomplishment ever. They want to inject your kids, your 16 and 10-year-old, right, with these. And give them myocarditis and blow up their hearts too.
Right. And that's one thing I will not. I'll homeschool my kids. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll die in a pile of spent shell casings before anybody's coming near my kids with a syringe loaded with this crap. I can tell you that. You're in our prayers, and so are your kids, Jake. I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Final thoughts, though, please. What were you going to say?
I was just going to – another thing that is very – this them putting this mRNA ingredient, it seems like they're putting it in flu shots, or they're wanting to put them in so many other vaccines.
Yeah.
They're not just going to stay with the COVID, it doesn't look like.
No. And also, by the way, you don't even need to get a COVID shot to have this psychopath technology inside of you either, because now they're going to inject farm animals. They're going to put it in your food. Whether you want this thing or not, if they get their way, everybody's going to have it. So find a farmer that you know doesn't inject his meat. Make sure you bring a magnet to the supermarket and test out everything that you buy that you're going to consume. Because believe it or not, they're graphening everything. They're mRNAing everything. Bivalent, multivalent shots. You're exactly right. People will be watering their houseplants with this crap before it's all said and done. Jake Holiday, thank you so much for being here. We're going to be praying for you and for your kids, and you're going to make it by the grace of God.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. I can think of a whole lot of ways that I would like to stop them. But I have three kids of my own, and I don't think they want me spending the rest of my life in prison. I can't. Can't do that. Got to be here for them. And so does Jake. And so does every mother and father that's getting shot up with these life-ending heart attack shots. So all the people out there, these crazy people telling you to go get this thing, we have to be louder than them. And the way that we can save lives and save people like Jake from having to go through all of this is by word of mouth. And I think we're doing that. We're doing the best that we can. Humbly. Serving God, telling the truth, doing the best that we can. Please join us. We need it. We need the help. If you want to stay healthy by avoiding stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and an early grave, one of the best things that you can do is have the appropriate amounts and the right types of magnesium in your body. You can find that formula at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is where you'll find Magnesium Breakthrough. 75% of Americans suffer a deficiency of magnesium. This is a big deal because magnesium supports your overall functionality of your body. It's super important for your health. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research on your own. We always recommend that you do that. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. darkagedefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit darkagedefense.com/Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. So are you ready for the next Pfizer doom shot? Because it's coming down the pipeline fast. The excuse this time is RSV, which at least is a disease worth actually worrying about. Unlike COVID, RSV can actually kill children. But Pfizer, of course, is exploiting this fear to try to push another shot onto expecting mothers. Now they're promoting this new study claiming that if women get an RSV shot while they're pregnant, it will protect their newborn babies. Of course, after they basically lied to the entire public about the risk of COVID shots for causing miscarriages, we'd love to know what context they're hiding from us this time. Dr. Heather Gessling is a physician from Columbia, Missouri. She credits the COVID pandemic with opening her eyes to the rampant corruption in the healthcare industry. She's become a crusader for protecting the sanctity of the physician-patient relationship, and she joins us now. Dr. Gessling, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, of course. So expecting mothers were lied to and without informed consent at all, completely lack of regard for their babies. And Pfizer knew what was going to happen. They gave them this injection anyway. Why should we expect this to be any different?
With regard to the RSV? Yeah. So with this trial, it's so interesting because if you look at the Pfizer press release regarding this RSV vaccine, it was given to 7,500 pregnant moms. I mean, typically clinical trials exclude pregnant females. So the fact that we have this large of a trial that involves 7,400 pregnant moms in the second and third trimesters is astounding to me. Also, it is worth noting that this trial started over 2 years ago. I wonder if they'd be able to get 7,500 moms now who would be putting blind faith, blind trust in a pharmaceutical company. Because knowing what has happened, the debacle that has happened with the COVID vaccine, I doubt that would happen. But the study claims to have no safety signals with regard to this vaccine given to pregnant moms. They state good efficacy, but we don't have the raw data. They state that they had a data monitoring committee for this vaccine. But I feel like there has to be transparency with regard to the actual numbers. They give us percentages, but we don't know absolute versus relative risk reduction. We don't have the transparency. There are some things that I feel like that they did so differently with this trial than they did with the COVID vaccine trial. And I'm wondering why. Why is it different? Especially with the fact that the COVID vaccine is involving brand new technology.
Yeah, and is not a vaccine at all. And they're talking about efficacy regarding this RSV vaccine. They're talking efficacy, but aren't these the same people who told us safe and effective over and over again leading up to the COVID shots?
Exactly. So that's why I want to recommend to your listeners. I mean, I think everybody's really wised up to what's happened in the pharmaceutical industry and their lies, the corruption. I feel like we have to know to look into the data, look and see what they're showing us. I mean, of course, we had to fight hard for that COVID vaccine data. And we would have to ask for the raw data before trusting any of these things, any of them ever again, in my opinion. I feel like everybody has to start asking a lot more questions, of course.
So you credit the COVID pandemic with opening your eyes to the rampant corruption in the healthcare industry. You would like to protect the sanctity of the physician-patient relationship, which means that it should be up to each physician and patient after having informed consent as to whether or not they should proceed with any medical procedure. And that would include getting vaccinated for anything. So at this point, what physician in the country could actually, in good faith, give informed consent to a patient and then in the same breath recommend this COVID shot?
It's impossible. It's such a great point. I mean, that's the fact that has been brought up so many times is there's no way to give informed consent with these injections. And we don't have all of the data with this new one coming out, so we can't give informed consent on that one either. But this is the reason why I joined the wellness company is to join forces. You know, those that are on the chief medical board with me, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Risch, who's all about data, and Dr. Richard Amerling. And so because of the fact that we have this company and the fact that we want to promote the physician-patient relationship and discuss things like informed consent and safety and true data, true efficacy, whether or not it exists or not. Those are all of the things that we stand for. That's our mission, to be able to protect the patient.
I mean, imagine if we just had several thousand doctors in this country that thought the same way that you did. I think that this whole thing would have been stopped a really long time ago, because when you have that many doctors questioning the pharmaceutical companies and the federal government pushing this shot where it's not even possible for a doctor to give informed consent, isn't that kind of in stark contrast to the Hippocratic Oath?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, do no harm, but we have seen incredible safety signals with these injections. And of course, they're causing harm. It's obvious to us, but the FDA, the CDC, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical companies, they're ignoring that data. They're ignoring those signals and pretending like they don't even exist, honestly.
So what do you recommend to physicians? Is it possible? Let me just ask you this. Do you think it's even possible that there is a doctor on the face of the planet that doesn't question at least this shot?
Well, I think there's still some that are completely brainwashed. I really do. Yeah.
Wow. I just can't imagine that. I can't imagine we send you to school for that long to go and learn how to learn.
But that's a good point. I mean, what happens when you go into medical school is you get indoctrinated. And so whenever you go through that program, and they truly choose students based off of sort of their level of compliance, right? They're good girls and boys. They've done the right thing. They're not going to rock the boat. Most physicians don't rock the boat. They don't stand up for the truth.
Wow. Does the same thing happen in nursing school, do you think, in your opinion?
You know, I feel like nurses have actually done a better job at standing up for the truth over these last 2 to 3 years than physicians. So
it doesn't help when the AMA, the American Medical Association, for those that don't know what that is, they actually have a manual that was given to physicians on how to duck and dodge interviewers questioning the COVID-19 procedures and protocols or questioning the vaccines. They actually have separated words and language for each social media platform. What's acceptable to post on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? They actually cut and paste and give them the script and teach them stall tactics in how to shut down interviewers in the media that are questioning them about COVID-19 response protocols and these shots.
I mean, it's incredible.
That's really out there. If we're going to point to anybody as being a propagandist country, forget about Putin, forget about China. It's happening right here in this country. And I agree with you. I think that these physicians are brainwashed. I think they're zombies, walking zombies with stethoscopes, just following whatever edicts are sent down from the NIH or from whatever AI is controlling these Epic systems, where you plug in a set of symptoms and then it just regurgitates some sort of treatment, and it's blanket across the board. Oh.
Yeah, protocols. Honestly.
Yeah. And so that really interrupts the physician-patient relationship, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, each individual patient is unique. It's so crucial to be able to look at the patient and figure out what is the best treatment for them, not based off of standard algorithms, protocols, evidence-based medicine, which is such a farce. And that's how I've always practiced. Even before I really woke up to the corruption, that's how I've always practiced.
Yeah. So we kind of got off topic here, but I've really enjoyed the conversation because it's actually refreshing and it's really nice. It gives me hope to know that there are physicians like yourself that are standing up and standing on the principles, all the reasons why you became a doctor. You're now doing that. But as far as this RSV shot is concerned, expecting mothers are being gaslit and they're being targeted with fear porn by the media because, of course, Pfizer pays the media to gin up this fear to push their next shot. What would you say to expecting mothers who are considering getting this RSV vaccination while they're expecting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wait for more safety data, longer term information to come out. I mean, I would absolutely not trust any pharmaceutical company at this point. That's my recommendation. We just need more. We need more transparency.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Dr. Heather Gessling, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Stu.
Yeah, of course. Dr. Gessling is actually with Dr. Zev Zelenko's group, the humanitarian genius that saved countless lives with his protocol. Z-Stack you can still get. ZStackProtocol.com. Go there, ZStackProtocol.com. They have the gummies for kids. My kids take them. They've stayed healthy. And actually, Dr. Zelenko, before he passed, was on this program saying, we could basically essentially eliminate the flu altogether. He has that formula now available for you and for your kids at ZStackProtocol.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
855-706-GOLD. That's the number that you need. 855-706-GOLD. That's for GoldCo, protecting thousands of Americans from the imminent financial reset, the electronic banking system crash, all of it, the hyperinflation, the criminal taxation. All of those things. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver, by the way, with your qualified account. Call GoldCo right now. Mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver when you call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. So we don't actually know for sure if global elites want us to starve. I mean, we aren't privy to what they say in private after all, but what we can say with absolute certainty, though, is that if they did want us to starve, they would do exactly what they're doing right now. They've let the biggest land war since Vietnam explode in the Ukraine. That's some of the world's most important farmland. They let global fertilizer prices blow up, pushing marginal farmers out of business. In Sri Lanka, the government tried to mandate organic farming for the entire country, with the result that instead of being a food exporter, Sri Lanka now can't even feed itself, and the economy has completely collapsed. In Canada, Castro Jr., dictator Justin Trudeau's plan is to cap fertilizer use and thereby slash food production from farmers all across the country. Oh, and then there's the story of the Netherlands. This one we have to pay close attention to. Earlier this year, we told you about the Dutch agricultural industry and how important it is. There's no farmers on earth more talented and more efficient than the Dutch. Let me repeat that. The best farmers in the world are Dutch. Period. It's not even a contest. Just look at a map if you have to. The world's number one food exporter by value is the United States. We export about $120 billion worth of food every year. The number two exporter, though, that's the Netherlands. They export more than $75 billion in food every year. They export nearly two-thirds of the food of the value that we do. Now, look at a map and compare the size of each country. The Netherlands is about the size of Massachusetts. One of our smallest states. Even if you leave out Alaska, the rest of the United States is almost 200 times the size of the Netherlands. 200 times. Yet they export almost two-thirds as much food as we do. And it gets crazier. Because the Netherlands isn't empty land just for growing food. It's one of the most densely populated countries on earth. More than 17 million people live there. We just mentioned it's about the size of Massachusetts. But it has more than twice as many people as they do. And still they grow that much food. They're a class apart in terms of skill and efficiency. And the Dutch government is determined to destroy them. All in the name of the climate cult. The Dutch government's plan is to forcibly buy up and then permanently shut down more than 3,000 farms across the country. The reason, they say, is that they have to cut nitrogen output to meet climate goals. Of course, this is all either fake or incredibly stupid. As we told you, the Dutch are incredibly efficient. If you care about the climate, it's far, far better for the Dutch to be growing food than for anyone else to be growing it, because there will be more output and less waste. But that's irrelevant to the Dutch government. Like so many other expert elites around the world, they're actually totally clueless about the country and people that they feel entitled to control. Clayton Llewellyn is with Heaven's Harvest, which offers emergency food supplies, heirloom seed kits, cookbooks for getting by in a world that just wants us to go hungry. So be sure to check them out, heavensharvest.com. By the way, promo code Stu gets you some discounts over there. Clayton joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate it. So are they stupid? Are they clueless? Or is this intentional?
No, it's absolutely intentional, Stu. This is all part of the UN Agenda 2030. This is part of the World Economic Forum. This is what they're aiming for. They've told us what they want to do now for a couple years, and it's what they're doing. You know what I mean? It started out with, you know, CO2. What happened to CO2? Nobody can get behind CO2. We all emit CO2. So let's go after nitrogen. You know, let's go after like one of the biggest producers of produce and food in the world. You know what I mean? Like you said, the Netherlands they're a tiny, tiny country.
Right.
Fifth largest exporter of food in the world. Like, that's huge for a country the size of Massachusetts. They're the largest exporter of meats to Europe. Like, to pick on somebody this size is absolutely intentional.
And 3,000 farms. I mean, that's not like a small percentage, is it? I mean, that's a lot of farms, isn't it?
Stu, they're just telling you 3,000 farms right now. They want to cut nitrogen by 95% by 2030. You don't do that by eliminating 10% of the farms. What happens is you take 10% of the farms this year, you take 10% of the farms next year, you take 10% of the farms after that. This is why, like, even here in the United States, like, if they want to tax cigarettes, something that's not necessarily healthy for you, like, I don't stand behind that. I don't support it. I don't smoke. But you know what? You give them cigarettes right now, they take something else. They take something else. And that's what they're doing with this. And the United States better pay close attention, Stu, because this is what's going to happen here. You know, the Biden administration just passed a climate bill back in the summer that it's aimed at doing this. They're wanting to cut greenhouse emissions by 40% by, again, 2030. You know, let's meet the World Economic Forum's, you know, timeline here. But this is coming to the United States. You know, they control the seed right now. They control the production of the food. The only thing they don't control right now is our farms.
And I mean, isn't this already kind of happening, though? I mean, look, in the United States, Definitely. Look at the farmland that's out there right now. We covered a story just a couple of months ago. The CCP, a foreign adversary, a government there actually buying up farmland here in the United States. Bill Gates is buying up unprecedented amounts of land, just making land grabs all over the place. Why does Bill Gates want to own so much farmland?
Hey, you control oil, you control nations. You can control food, you control the people. The ultimate goal here is to control the people. What we eat, when we eat it. Like, they want governmental bodies to control our food source. That's the end goal of this, and that's what they're working to. You know, and it's, you keep hearing about Bill Gates saying that the world's population is too big. Like, that's not a joke. They're being serious when they tell you that the population of this world's too big. How do you get the population back under control? Control what they're eating. Starve them out. Like, this is coming to the United States, you know, and it's, we keep turning a blind eye to it. Like, I, you know, only 38% of the people of the people that live in the Netherlands support the farmer right now. 38% still.
Why? Like, I mean, why?
Nobody has any idea where our food comes from. We think we just go to the grocery store shelf and there it is. You know, I mean, I know you've seen the bumper stickers, you know, farmers feed us, support the farmer, this and that. Like, there's a lot of truth to that. When only 38% of the population support the farmers right now, like, we've got big problems because the government can do whatever it wants to do when you've only got 38% of the people supporting you. It's an easy group of people to pick on.
You know, the last time that we talked, you told me about this, a certain type of seed. I don't remember what it was. You went to go and buy it. And, you know, so that you could have it at heavensharvest.com. Heirloom seeds, super important, super important. Grow your own food. Have these things. Have food put away. This isn't some kind of, you know, conspiracy theory here. Famine is imminent. Look at what they're doing. They actually paid farmers, the government, so i.e. you, the taxpayer, actually paid farmers to not plant, or if they had planted, to destroy and burn their crops. And they paid these farmers more money to destroy and burn or not plant than they would have earned by actually farming and producing the product. Let that sink in. So famine is coming, but you were talking about this food or the seed price. Talk about that.
Hey, price doesn't even matter now because you can't get them. They're tomato seeds, too. Heirloom tomato seeds. I cannot get them. And I'm being told the soonest I may see something is going to be late spring. So before, again, like we keep talking about this, you know what I mean? Like this is a real deal. This is going to happen. If I had known about a toilet paper shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, guess what, everybody? We're running out of toilet paper. You probably need to go get some. If I'd have known about a baby formula shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, guess what? We're going to be out of baby formula in 6 months. You need to go get some. You know what? I told you tomato seeds last time we were on here. We were trying to buy cherry tomato seeds. They were $1,000 for 5 pounds. That doesn't even matter anymore because you can't get them.
Previously, what were they?
Probably about $8 a pound.
$8 a pound, and it was $1,000 for 5 pounds. I mean,
it was $1,000 for 5 pounds. But look, you can't even get them now.
Like, from $40 to $1,000.
Yep. I'd give $10,000 for a pound right now. Just you can't get them. They don't have them. They're out. I keep telling you, food shortages are coming.
Well, don't offer that in the wide open because we still like it when you give our viewers discounts at heavensharvest.com, which right now we understand that Heaven's Harvest is giving a 25% discount just for a couple of days, kind of a early Christmas gift, late Black Friday special. Right now, for just a couple of days, 25% off site-wide at heavensharvest.com. Make sure that you get there. I mean, I'm so thankful for all the food that I have, you know, in my storeroom from Heaven's Harvest, and I'm going to keep buying every month, just to keep putting it in there because this is coming. There's just no question. Don't let yourself or your kids starve. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much. You're just such a wealth of information and for everything that you're doing here to educate people on this. And then the food is great. And it actually tastes really good too. The canned strawberries. You'll put these things in your kids' lunches. I promise you. This is what I'm told. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much. Appreciate you being here.
Stu, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Speaking of time, we're almost out of time, but I got 3 emails today, people thanking me for hooking them up with Carlos Cortez. They got their personal appointments. We're talking about your money. We're talking about your investments. We're talking about your entire future. We're talking about the future of your kids. So when you're investing, invest with a like-minded person who shares your faith and values and morals and believes in humanity and believes in Jesus Christ and believes the gospel and is a family man and knows that they can build a custom package around you and those beliefs. It's so important. Do you even know what you're invested in? Ask your financial advisor. Do they even know what you're invested in? Likely not. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez today, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Until this time tomorrow, same place. God bless you.